The new units are on the edge of Providence's campus, just a short walk from the rest of the company's facilities. The building has been under construction for the last 2 years, but it's finally ready to open. Carl Hertz is the administrator at the medical center. He says housing has been one of the biggest challenges the hospital has faced when hiring new staff.
We had about 10 of them over the course of 2 or 3 months that called back and said, hey, we changed our mind. We can't come to Kodiak because we can't find housing. And so that was kind of the red flag that went up in our mind.
Providence already owned the lot, and funding for construction came through the company's operating budget. The building has 16 units, 4 of them have 2 bedrooms, and the rest have a single bedroom each. Apartments have basic furniture like couches, a dining table, beds, and each unit even has its own washer and dryer. Hertz says the goal is to make the move easier for prospective new hires.
This is designed for new caregivers who are relocating to the island as kind of a safe landing spot for them, so they know that they have a place to live while they look for their permanent home. And so they can rent this facility up to 12 months with approval.
Rent starts at $1,400 a month for the smaller apartments and includes all utilities except internet. Hertz says a big move is already daunting, let alone finding housing. When he first moved to the island 2 years ago, he had no idea how competitive the market here was.
I remember the anxiety far too well of this pressure of not only do I have to work and take care of the folks at the hospital, but my side hustle is looking online and trying to find an apartment complex.
Hertz says that while they may use some of the units to house temporary staff like traveling nurses, permanent staff will get first dibs. He says building temporary housing like this barely puts a dent in the island's market, but hopes other companies in town follow their lead to get more working professionals to the community.
I hope that this model might spark the interest or the imagination of some other providers in town or other industries in town. I know that it's difficult for all of our companies and organizations in town to recruit to Kodiak. It's just challenging.
Medical center staff will host a ribbon cutting and an open house for the public on Tuesday. The first tenant is scheduled to move in next month, and 4 more are already pending approval. In Kodiak, I'm Brian Venois.